Being that we have some time, I would like to return to a sugya on Memtes Amud Aleph, which we left unfinished. The Gemara on the bottom of Memtes Amud Aleph had been talking about the sugya of Matana Muetes Osur Lachzaboy, that if someone commits himself to give someone else a Matana Muetes, a small Matana, it's also for him to have Charata. It's also for him to take it back, to change his mind. And the Gemara had brought a case, a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, where a Yisrael had told the Ben Levi, Kur Meister Yesh Becha Biyodi, that a Kur Meister that I have separated from my grain, I want to give to you that Kur Meister. So that Ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan said, that Levi can go ahead and declare that Meister, which had been promised him by the Yisrael, and he can make a Trumas Meister to exempt other Meister that he has in his possession. So the Gemara had said that that only makes sense if you hold Matana Muetzet Osor Lachzor. Because as we explained then, Yisrael, to give away Meister, since the Meister doesn't really belong to him, all he has in the Meister is a Toivet Hanor, the ability to decide which Levi to give it to. So to that Yisrael, it's called a Matana Muetzet. And since if you hold Matana Muetzet Osor Lachzor boy, that's why the Levi could rely that he's going to get the Matana, and therefore he could declare it to be Trumas Meister. We then spoke out a kasha from the Rishonim. We spoke it out in the name of the Tosfos Arush. That what pshat in the Gemara? Because even if you hold matana muetzet osur lachzor boy, and the Yisrael is not allowed to have charata, but it still doesn't belong to the Levi, and therefore how could the Levi go make it trumas meiser? It has to belong to you to make it a chalois trumas meiser. So even if you hold matan muetzet osur lachzor, but it still didn't belong to the Levi, it still belongs to the Yisrael, and therefore what pshat in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yochanan that he can go make it trumas meiser? So we spoke out then two terutzim from the Tosfos Arush. The Tosfos Arush said one teretz that it's talking about makirei leviyah. He applied a concept which we find in the Gemara in Gittin by makirei kohuna, which means if I always give it to this kohen. So here it's talking about a makirei leviyah. I always give it to this Levi. Somehow by makirei leviyah it's considered belonging to the Levi, and the Levi can go make a trumas meiser. A second teretz the Tosfos Arush said, it's as if the Yisrael gave him rishus, just like if I would give somebody else with permission to make something of mine into meiser and it could exempt his stuff. So here, the Yisrael, even though it doesn't belong to the Levi, but by promising it to the Levi and he can't have charata, it's as if the Yisrael gave the Levi permission to go make his stuff, the meiser which doesn't yet belong to the Levi, to make it into trumas meiser. The Ktzais HaChoshen in Simon Reish Dalid, Sifkot and Gimel, takes issue with both terutzim of the Tosfos Arush. On the first answer of the Tosfos Arush, that it's talking about makirei leviyah, the Tzais asks the following question. He says, what's the pshat in makirei kohuna, makirei leviyah? If you hold that by makirei kohuna or leviyah, it's actually considered a kinyan, so then if so, what's the raya of the Gemara that matana muetzet osur lachzor? Because the Gemara brought it as a raya to prove that since the Levi could go make it into Trumas Meiser, it must be the Yisrael can't have Charata. But if the Tosfos Arush introduces makirei leviyah, and somehow makirei leviyah accomplishes a kinyan, that since I always give it to him, so now with my declaration of Meiser alone, it belongs to that Levi already, so then what's the raya of matana muetzet osur lachzor? Even if you hold matana muetzet on the normal conditions, you could have Charata, but over here, since we're talking about makirei leviyah, so it belongs to the Levi. So the Ktzais says, what's the pshat? And if you're going to tell me that makirei kohuna is not a kinyan mamish, it doesn't really belong to them, but rather, we will learn makirei kohuna and the same thing by makirei leviyah, like Tosfos and Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel learns, that he says that the reason makirei kohuna leviyah helps is because it's considered a matana muetzet, that it's also lachzor. And Tosfos uses it for his purposes. Over there, Tosfos doesn't really require that he should own it. But Tosfos learns that the whole maira of makirei kohuna and leviyah is since it's matana muetzet does also lachzor boy, so every makirei kohuna and makirei leviyah will be a matana muetzet that you can't have karata. So the Tosfos here, the kasha comes back. Over here, we need the Levi to own the mice in order to make a trumas meiser. And if the whole maila of makirei kohuna is that it's also lachzor boy, still the kasha is, but he doesn't own it. How can he make it into trumas meiser? So the Tzais doesn't understand what the teretz of makirei kohuna is. Maman avshach. If it's a kinyan, then there's no raya to matana muetzet also lachzor boy. And if it's not a kinyan, then it's back to kasha. On the second teretz of the Tzais Arush, that it blibes like he gave him permission to make a trumas meiser on his stuff, that it's a tzitzis, it's a question, that I would understand that if some grain belongs to a Baal Bayis, and the Baal Bayis gave someone else permission to call it Meiser or call it Truma, so he has the bailus on that grain, it belongs to him, and therefore he can give someone else permission to be kairos shame on grain which belongs to him. But over here, this Kur Meiser, once the Yisrael called it Meiser, this Kur Meiser doesn't belong to the Yisrael anymore. What does the Yisrael have in it that doesn't belong to him? At most, he has in it a Tavis Hanah. We paskin, Tavis Hanah is ain't a moment. That Tavis Hanah is not even considered a monetary ownership in the Meiser. So, how could the Yisrael give the Levi permission to go make it Trumas Meiser? It doesn't belong to the Yisrael. He has Tavis Hanah, but he certainly doesn't own the Meiser. And the Tzayt continues that even if you hold Tavis Hanah Mamayn, but that doesn't mean that he owns the Meiser. Tavis Hanah Mamayn only means that right of Tavis Hanah to give it to whichever Levi he wants, that's considered a monetary ownership. But it's only as far as the Tavis Hanah itself is concerned. But on the grain itself, on the Meiser in its totality, it doesn't belong to him. Adarabah, it belongs to the Shevet Levi. So therefore, what kind of business is this that the Yisrael gives the Levi permission to go make it into Trumas Meiser? The Ktzais himself answers the kasha of how the Levi can make the Meiser into Trumas Meiser if it doesn't belong to him. And he brings a rush in the Dorm of Lamadal Midbeis who quotes a sheet of Rebelazim Mimitz. Rebelazim Mimitz paskins, in the case of a Kikur Shel Hefker, there was in front of a person a piece of food that belonged to nobody. And nobody else was close to the Kikur, only this person, and it was in his power to make a Kinyan and to acquire it. So even before he makes the Kinyan, he can make it hektish. The very fact that it's beyond the liskais, that it's in his power to acquire the object, that gives him the ability to make it hektish even before he acquires it. So the Ktzai says the same thing would be true over here. Because this Levi, even though he hasn't yet acquired the Meiser, he hasn't yet been koinit, but since the Yisrael has already committed it to him, and the Yisrael is also lachzabai. In other words, we don't have to come on to Makiri Kuna Leviya, but the Yisrael committed himself to give it to a Levi. And if you hold Matan Muet, it's also lachzo, so we know that this Yisrael is not going to have charata. So therefore, it's in the power of the Levi, it's beyond the Lizkai's boy, because the Yisrael is not going to have charata. So just like by a Kikur Shel Hefker, because it's beyond the Lizkai's, he can go ahead and make it into a hektish over here. It's beyond the Lizkai's boy, he can acquire it, and therefore he has the power to turn it into Trumas Meiser. On this territory, the Ktzais, however, the Achreinim, among them Rabbi Kiveger, have a very strong question. Because when did the Bulazim and Mitz say that it could become hektish? He didn't say that now, even before I'm koinit, when it's still hefker, the hektish will be chal. All he said was that I can make it hektish to be chal when I'm koinit. Normally speaking, before I acquire something, I can't make it hektish even for later to be chal after a time when I will acquire it. That's a chesaron of Dovah Shelo Baloilam. We know that in order to make something hektish, it has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to me now, to make it hektish for a later zman, to be chal when I will own it, so then we say that's a lo baloilam. I don't have the power to do it now, I can't do it for later. Comes along of a lozen and it's to say that if the kikur is hefker, since it's biyodai to acquire it, so biyodai always takes off the chesaron of lo baloilam, the fact that it's in my power to acquire it, so I can make it hektish, but not that the hektish should be chal now. I can make it hektish that it could be chal after I'll acquire it, it will immediately become hektish because of the previous hektish, since it was biyodai to acquire it. But the Achreinim ask from our Gemara, when it says that if Yochel Asoy Tichumas Meiser Mokom Acher, it's Mashana, immediately he could be Soymach on it. Immediately he becomes Trumas Meiser. He doesn't have to wait till he takes it into his possession. Right now he can make it Trumas Meiser. So that's still the question. If it doesn't belong to him yet, how can he now make it into Trumas Meiser? On the Teretz of the Taisus Arash, the first Teretz, that we're talking about Makire Leviya, that excites that he asked the Kasha, what does it help me? Monavshach. If Makiri Levi is a Kinyan, then what's the riot to Matan Muetas also Lachzaboy? If it's not a Kinyan, so then it's back to Kasha. How does it help? It's a very beautiful Teretz from the Truist Pri Yitzchak, which is found in Chelik Aleph Simen Memtes. And he says that we'll learn, like this Teretz that it's talking about Makiri Levi. And we'll learn that Makiri Levi, under normal circumstances, is a Kinyan. But how does that Kinyan work? Rashi in Gittin explains, and Aflamed Amar Aleph, Rashi says, do you know how Makirei Kuhuna becomes a Kinyan? Because since this is the Kayin, or this is the Levi, that the Yisrael always gave his Matanois, So the rest of the Kohanim, or the rest of the Levim, are Matziach Das. They give up hope, they never expect to get it. So immediately it's as if it came into the hand of this Levi, because all the other Kohanim or Levim are Matziach Das. But the Pri Yitzchak says, let's connect now the two sugyas. Why are all the other Kohanim Matziach Das? We could explain that the reason why all the Kohanim are Matziach Das is gufo because of Matan Muetzes Osalachsabai. Because since this is Makirei Kohuna, so really Makirei Kohuna in itself is not a kinyan. Makirei Kohuna is that since this Yisrael always gave to this kohen or to this Levi, it's as if he committed himself to giving the matanah. And since it's a matanah muetzes, because all he has in his tevis hanah, so matanah muetzes also lasser. So the pshat in Rashi of Gittin is that Rashi is saying, since Matan Muetzes also Lachzor, therefore all the other Kohanim know that they never have a chance of getting that Meiser, because the Yisrael certainly won't have Charota, he won't violate the Pasuk of She'eris Yisrael Yasu Avlo, therefore the Matziach Das. So the Gemara has a very good raya. If I see that the Levi could go make it into Trumas Meiser, and how does it become the Levi? Does it become the Levi through the din of Makirei Kohuna? How does Makirei Kohuna work? Because all the other Levim were Matziach Das. Why should the Levim be Matziach Das? The only reason they are Matziach Das is because Matan Muetzes Osalachsaboy. The Neila, our Gemara, has a raya that Matan Muetzes Osalachsaboy. Because if it wouldn't be Matan Muetzes Osalachsaboy, the whole din of Makirei Levia wouldn't accomplish that it becomes his. And therefore, the two things are totally there to there. Since there's a din of Makirei Levia which makes it his, that's a raya that Matan Muetzes Osalachsaboy.